Okay, so Southside Cancer Disparities Initiative, an academic and cancer center partnership to increase representation of minorities in research. So there is some, this whole issue of cancer disparities, which we like to, or disparities, which we really now toward moving, moving toward another term called inequalities or inequities. When we do a little bit of research, we found that there's about 10 to 11,000 people who are PIs from the National Institutes of Health, and we found that only about 500 are people of color or minorities. And that's a significant disparity, significant inequity, and so we want to address that. The outline, underrepresented minorities in health, cancer disparities, we chose the name Chicago Southside Cancer Disparities Initiative, and we involve the community in the things that we do. A lot of times researchers go to communities, they get someone to provide them an entree into the community, they do their research, they publish their research in academic warehouses around the country, and then they don't do anything with the community until they want to come back to the community and do something again. So we wanted to do a little differently. We also looked at the Sullivan Report of 2004, where he talks about minorities in health professions. We need to serve as a guide for the United States and achieve diversity in the professions. The commission was found that African Americans, Hispanics, American Indians, and certain segments of the nation's Asian Pacific Islander populations are not represented in any significant numbers. The report recommends that partnerships with academic institutions and health professional schools can help to diversify the healthcare workforce. Hence, we looked at the University of Chicago. Actually, it was a little bilateral, looking at each other, and we decided to put together a partnership, and we worked feverishly to get this P20 grant. Health and Human Services Cancer Disparities Progress Report. We got the three R's there. We always like to use these nice little words, refocus, reinforce, repeat. Repeat the message that health disparities exist, that achieving health equity benefits all Americans, and that cooperation, leverage, and evidence-based actions are necessary to reduce the inequalities. I'd like to say something else. We don't have enough women involved in all areas of our government, in all areas of anything that we do. And that's really kind of bad, because when you disrespect or don't include 50% or more of the population, then how can the country really grow in all the areas that we should be growing in? So this is not about women, but I just have to get that in. Cancer disparities. In men, the incidence rates are higher among blacks, Hispanics, than blacks, Hispanics, than it are in Asian Pacific Islanders. The death rates are high in blacks. You can see the numbers on the screen. In women, the incidence rates are a little higher for whites. However, the mortality rate for blacks are a little bit higher. So we have a higher incidence in women for all cancers. But in terms of the mortality rate is not as high in white women as they are in black women. Our focus is on cancer disparities, but we decided to use just one slide, and we chose breast cancer. So here we see that the breast cancer deaths are high in black women than they are in white women, as I previously mentioned, and the rate is about 116% higher. We have an MPH program which was approved in 2010 by the Illinois Board of Higher Education. We focus on minority health and health equity. We like to say that our MPH program is the only program around in the area that has a sole focus on minority health. Although we were approved in 2010, we didn't start in our first class until 2011, and we graduated our first class in 2013, May of this year. University of Chicago has a comprehensive cancer center. It's one of two designated comprehensive cancer centers in Illinois. It has the largest number of minority enrollment in clinical trials. It has established an Office of Community Engagement and Cancer Disparities in 2010, and that is led by my colleague who's sitting there, Dr. Karen Kim. Here is a map of Chicago. Actually, it's a map of the south side of Chicago. Chicago is a little bit bigger than that, so we couldn't get it all in because Chicago is so big, so we just got the latter part. That's the south side of Chicago. And if you see the 5 mile area, that's the area where Chicago State and the University of Chicago is housed. Our grant is a P20 grant. It's called Chicago Southside Cancer Disparities Initiative. Chicago State is a predominantly minority-serving institution. Changed the name again. It's MSI now. It has a new MPH program, and we are related to the University of Chicago through a variety of different initiatives. Our objectives for the P20 grant: create an inter-university collaboration for education, training, outreach, and community-based research. We want to develop and implement and evaluate cancer disparities curriculum for integration between our two institutions. Oops. We always like to see if there is some interrelationship. So we like circles, and as you can see, what the community need, the existing curriculum, institutional capacity, they all intersect. And that's a good thing. When there's intersection and we have a win-win situation, we are able to move forward with a little less inertia. It's kind of a little flow chart here showing the priority setting diagram. We have town hall meetings. As a matter of fact, we had 3 town hall meetings. We had a town hall meeting at University of Chicago, at Chicago State, and then we had a town hall meeting in the community. The town hall meeting was to gather information. This, as it says here, community outreach, involve the community, see what the community wanted. We have some ideas what we want, but we need to listen to the community and let them tell us what they need. We also have an internal advisory committee. We have an external task force, and that all leads to our cancer disparities course. One of our outcomes is to develop many courses and to develop a course called Cancer Disparities. Right now, what we're doing is we have a series of many lectures, and from the many lectures, we're going to develop some many courses, and the many courses, as well as the lectures that we have in now, the community is invited. We emphasize cancer disparities, and in doing so, we have a series or any number of service learning sites where we do research. We have some cancer disparities initiative, as I just mentioned, the many courses, and we're going to develop 1 or 2 courses at the end of this grant that will be taught as an elective in our MPH program. Down at the bottom, you see Pritzker School of Medicine. They have a health disparities course content, and they will be working with us on this initiative. The service learning research, the community-based organizations, we have a capacity for building community-based participatory research, and of course we're doing research with our faculty at both institutions, Chicago State as well as the University of Chicago. Spoke a little bit earlier about the town hall meetings. We want to gauge their interests. We want to determine the capacity, determine potential course content, discuss strengths and weaknesses, solicit feedback and buy-in. And when we solicit feedback, we actually solicit feedback in an immediate response system where you guys are familiar with the thing called clickers, right? So we're going to show a little bit of that. This is a picture of the town hall. They were actually very, very crowded. People came out in droves. We had to order more food. We had a lot of fun. Okay. Do you think the community should be involved in cancer disparities curriculum development? So we posed that question, and we gave them how much? 15 seconds, 30 seconds or so to answer the question. And before I click my button, what would you think the response was? I see a few heads nodding. 93% said that community should be involved in cancer disparities curriculum. These are samples. We asked several questions. These are samples. What would you want to take? What would you want to take a cancer disparities mini course?
Would you want?
Yes. Thank you. What would you think the answer was on this one? 81% said yes. All right, so that was a couple. How many questions did we have? We had about 25 questions or so, somewhere around 25. They really like the little clickers because they feel like they're making some, what they have to say has been considered, and we're actually in the process of writing up that data, aren't we? Isn't it? That's a little private joke. Okay, community themes. What should students know? How to relate to people of color. This is very important. When we talk to people, we really need to talk to them at a level that they understand. We need to listen. We need to observe the body language. Sometimes people say things, and sometimes what they say is inconsistent with their body language. As a physician, you know that you have to observe all of those things in order to make an adequate diagnosis. We want submersions of field trips to communities that serve. They should be aware of the overwhelming amount of cultural incompetence that is prevalent among health providers. That's a pretty powerful statement. Community themes. How can the community help in curriculum design? Document their experience, develop a community needs assessment. We have community focus groups. We have neighborhood newsletters. We actually have a newsletter that we put out every so often at the university. We're going to have that newsletter translated in Spanish so it can circulate throughout the Spanish-speaking community. We review case studies. And lastly, get real. How did this get in our slide? Get real. We have to keep it real if we're really going to do something about cancer disparities, about health disparities, about health inequities. We have to keep it real. People know when you're just talking. Collaborative growth. Didn't we talk about this already? Community-based participatory education, American Association of Cancer Board. This is a big word. I can't handle all that. We have a bill grant, which is building infrastructure leading toward diversity. I think we submitted one. We're waiting to get a response on that. There's another supplement that we're looking at called CURE, which is continuing umbrella for research. We have some diversity supplements. We have one of our colleagues who is writing a grant on faith, spirituality, and treatment decision making for colon cancer among African Americans. And we have another gentleman at the University of Chicago who is writing diverse learners, interprofessional cancer disparities education. So we are not sitting still with our grant. We're moving toward other grants to build on what we already have. I have come to the end, and I think I took about 15 minutes. Okay. Okay. We're going to take questions at the end, right? Okay.
Yeah, unless there's any burning questions now.
Any burning questions? Any comments? Dr. Kim, do you have any comments?
No, you did a great job. I would say that the community themes that we have at the end, with the one where it says get real, that's really what the community, that's sort of what we did, a qualitative assessment of what the community thought we should be teaching, and those are the comments that they came up with.
Okay. No more comments, no more pressing questions.
Are you looking at environmental influences on cancer at all? Any environmental chemicals?
That is something we've thought about, but our design wasn't to look at that. We may bring that in because we have a few environmental persons at our university who may want to work with us in that initiative.
So that's a good question. I think the one thing about this particular project, this is really around causes the disparity. We're just talking about how we can teach it and how that education may lead to increased number of underrepresented minority students interested in health professions.
Interesting. And that's what we did in Maryland when we were doing it from an environmental justice perspective, so an entire curriculum design. So it was actually, you know, at an undergraduate level, but then the students had, there was a service learning component to that curriculum as well, but it was more from an EJ perspective. So I was wondering if there was any, I have come from an environmental perspective, so I'm obviously, so I was just wondering if that was
interesting. So you have a given population that is, unusually exposed to toxins in the environment?
Yeah, it's Baltimore City, around the port, around the harbor. So they're...
what's the exposure?
There's a number of exposures.
Oh, okay.
The environmental chemicals, like propylene slowly, the older plants that have been abandoned, so the soil is contaminated. So there's exposure that way. And there's a lot of lead contamination in Baltimore as well. So just at the next step, we find that there's very low knowledge in minority communities about environmental toxins that are in the surf. So it can be a give and take where there's an education piece from the university, but also, you know, are you concerned about the environment at all? And then, you know, should you be?
Okay.